Jai Radha Madhava, Jai Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava, Jai Kunja Bihari. Kopi Dana Balaba Grivardari, Jaya Grivardari. Balaba Grivardari, Jaya Grivardari. Sodanandana Braja Dhanaranjana, Jaya Braja Dhanaranjana. Sodanandana Braja Dhanaranjana, Jaya Braja Dhanaranjana. Yamuna Tiravarachari, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Yamuna Tiravarachari, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Kopi Dana Balaba Jaya Grivardari. Gopidanabalaba. Grivardari. Jaya Grivardari. Sodanandana, Radha Dhanaranjana, Jaya Radha Dhanaranjana. Sodanandana, Radha Dhanaranjana, Jaya Radha Dhanaranjana. Yamuna Dira Bharachari Jaya Kunja Bihari. Yamuna Dira Bharachari Jaya Kunja Bihari. Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Purvadakasharya Asadhara Sadushri Sriman. His Divine Grace Shalesi Bhaktivedanta Swamiraj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande Hari. All glories to the sound devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Budhaya Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamita Namane. Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Vacharane Nirvishesha Shunivadi Paskatya De Sitarane Om Agyana Tvarandasya Kinanjana Salakaya Chaksur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Pandeham Shigra Shiyuta Parakamalam Shigram Vaishnavam Cha Shirupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parajana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shiva Sakan Svitam Cha. Hey Krishna Karna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchena Gorangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Prashubhana Sudha Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kapa Trubhyascha kripa sinu vyeva cha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pranitananda Shadvaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 21. The Lord travels to Indraprastha, text number 26. Dorbyam Parish Vaja Rama Amala Alayam Mukunda Gatram Ripati Hata Ashubha Lebe Param Nirvritim Ashu Lochana Rishat Tanu Vismrita Loka Vibrama Dorbyam Parish Vajarama Malalayam. Mukundagatran Ripatir Hatashubha. Leve Param Nirvritim Ashulochano. Rishatanor Vismrita Lokavi Brahma Dorvyam Parishvaja Ramamalayam Mukundagatran Ripatir Hatashubha Lebe param nirritim ashulochano. Rishatanor vismrita loka vibrama. Parishvaraja ramamalayam. Mukunda Gatram Ripatira Hutashubha Deve Param Nibritem Ashulochano Rishatanor Vishmrita Lokavi Brahma Dorabhyam Parishvaraja Ramamalayam Mukunda Gatram Ripatir Hutashubha Leve Param Nivritim Ashulochano Rishatanor Vismrita Lokavi Brahma. Ladies. Dorabhyam Parishraja Ramamalayam Mukunda Gatran Ripatir Hutashubha Ebe Param Nivritim Ashulochano Rishatanor Vishmrita Lokavi Brahma Dorabhyam with his arms Parish Vaja embracing Rama
of the goddess of fortune, Amala, faultless, Alayam, the abode, Mukunda, of Lord Krishna, Gatram, the body, Ripati, the king, Hata, destroyed, Ashubha, all of whose bad fortune. Leve, achieved, Param, the highest, Nivritim, joy, Ashru, tears, Lochana, in whose eyes, Rishat, exhilarated, Tanu, whose body, Vismrita, forgetting, Loka, of the mundane realm, Vibrahma, the illusory affairs. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The eternal form of Lord Krishna is the everlasting residence of the goddess of fortune. As soon as King Yudhisthira embraced him, the king became free of all the contamination of material existence. He immediately felt transcendental bliss and merged in an ocean of happiness. There were tears in his eyes and his body shook due to ecstasy. He completely forgot that he was living in this material world. Purport, the above translation is taken from Srila Prabhupada's Krishna. Text 27, well, we keep on reading, they're all just verses with very small purports all the way up to the end of the chapter. So we're going to speed along here. Then Bhima, his eyes brimming with tears, laughed with joy as he embraced his maternal cousin Krishna. Arjuna and the twins Nakula and Sahadev also joyfully embraced their dearmost friend, the infallible Lord, and they cried profusely. After Arjuna had embraced him once more, Anakula and Sahadev had offered him their obeisances. Lord Krishna bowed down to the Brahmins and elders present, thus properly honoring the respectable members of the Kuru, Srinjaya, and Kaikaya clans. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami mentions that since Arjuna was considered Lord Krishna's social equal, when Arjuna tried to bow down to him, Lord Krishna held Arjuna by his arms so that he could only embrace him. The twins, however, being junior cousins, bowed down and grasped Lord Krishna's feet. Translation. Suttas, Magadhas, Gandharvas, Vandis, Jestas, and Brahmanas all glorified the lotus-eyed Lord, some reciting prayers, some dancing and singing, as mridangas, conch shells, kettle drums, vinas, and panavas and gomukhas resounded. Thus surrounded by his well-wishing relatives and praise on all sides, Lord Krishna, the crest jewel of the justly renowned, entered the decorated city. Purport, while Srila Prabhupada writes, while Lord Krishna was entering the city, all the people were talking among themselves about the glories of the Lord, praising his transcendental name, quality, form, etc. Translation. The rose of Indraprastha was sprinkled with water, perfumed by the liquid from elephants' foreheads, and colorful flags, golden gateways, and full water pots enhanced the city's splendor. Men and young girls were beautifully arrayed in fine new garments adorned with flower garlands and ornaments and anointed with aromatic sandalwood paste. Every home displayed glowing lamps and respectable offerings. And from the holes of the latticed windows drifted incense, further beautifying the city. Banners waved and the roads were decorated with golden domes on broad silver bases. Thus Lord Krishna saw the royal city of the king of the Kurus. Purport. Srila Prabhupada adds in this connection, Lord Krishna thus entered the city of the Pandavas, enjoyed the beautiful atmosphere, and slowly proceeded ahead. Translation. When the young women of the city heard that Lord Krishna, the reservoir of pleasure for human eyes, had arrived, they hurriedly went into the royal road to see him. They abandoned their household duties and even left their husbands in bed. And in their eagerness, the knots of their hair and garments became loose. The royal road, being quite crowded with elephants, horses, chariots, and foot soldiers, the women climbed to the top of the houses where they caught sight of Lord Krishna and his queens. City ladies scattered flowers upon the Lord, embraced him in their minds, and expressed their heartfelt welcome with broadly smiling glances. Purport. Srila Sridhara Swami comments that the ladies communicated through their affectionate glances the eager inquiries as to the comfort of Lord Krishna's trip, and so on. In other words, in their ecstasy, they intensely desired to serve the Lord. Translation. Observing Lord Mukunda's wives passing on the road like stars accompanying the moon, the women exclaimed, "What have these ladies done so that the best of men bestows upon their eyes the joy of his generous smiles and playful sidelong glances?" In various places, citizens of the city came forward holding auspicious offerings for Lord Krishna, and sinless leaders of occupational guilds came forward to worship the Lord. Purport. Srila Prabhupada writes, while Lord Krishna was thus passing on the road, at intervals, some of the opulent citizens, who are all rich, respectable, and free from sinful reactions or activities, presented auspicious articles to the Lord just to offer him a reception to the city. Thus they worshipped him as humble servitors. Translation. With wide open eyes, the members of the royal household came forward in a fury to lovingly greet Lord Mukunda, and thus the Lord entered the royal palace. When Queen Pritha saw her nephew Krishna, the master of the three worlds, her heart became filled with love. Rising from her couch with her daughter-in-law, she embraced the Lord. Purport. Queen Kunti's daughter-in-law is the famous Draupadi. King Yudhisthira respectfully brought Lord Govinda, the supreme god of gods, to his personal quarters. The king was so overcome with joy that he could not remember all the rituals of worship. Purport. Srila Prabhupada writes, as he brought Krishna within the palace, King Yudhisthira became so confused in his jubilation that he practically forgot what he was to do at that time in order to receive Krishna and worship him properly. Translation. Lord Krishna bowed down to his aunt and the wives of his elders, O king, and then Draupadi and the Lord's sister bowed down to him. Purport. Srila Prabhupada writes, Lord Krishna delightfully offered his respectful obeisances to Kunti and the other elderly ladies of the palace. His younger sister, Subhadra, was also standing there with Draupadi, and both offered their respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of the Lord. Translation. Encouraged by her mother-in-law, Draupadi worshipped all Lord Krishna's wives, including Rukmini, Satyabhama, Bhadra, Jambavati, Kalindi, Mitravinda, the descendants of Shibi, the chaste Nagnajiti, and the other queens of the Lord who were present. Draupadi honored them with all such gifts as clothing, flower garlands, and jewelry. King Yudhisthira arranged for Krishna's rest and saw to it that all who came along with him, namely his queens, soldiers, ministers, and secretaries, were comfortably situated. He arranged that they would experience a new feature of reception every day while staying as guests of the Pandavas. Purport. This translation is taken from Srila Prabhupada's Krishna. Desiring to please Lord King Yudhisthira, the Lord resided at Indraprastha for several months. During his stay, he and Arjuna satisfied the fire god by offering him the Kandava forest, and they saved Maya Dhanava, who then built King Yudhisthira's celebrated assembly hall. The Lord also took the opportunity to go riding in his chariot in the company of Arjuna, surrounded by a retinue of soldiers. Purport. Srila Prabhupada writes in Krishna, it was during this time that Lord Sri Krishna, with the help of Arjuna, for the satisfaction of the fire god, Agni, allowed Agni to devour the Kandava forest. During the forest fire, Krishna saved the demon Mayasura, who was hiding in the forest. Upon being saved, Mayasura felt obliged to the Pandavas and Lord Krishna, and he constructed a wonderful assembly house within the city of Hastinapura. In this way, Lord Krishna, in order to please King Yudhisthira, remained in the city of Hastinapura for several months. During his stay, he enjoyed strolling here and there. He used to drive on chariots along with Arjuna, and many warriors and soldiers used to follow them. Thus end the purpose of the humble servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, to the 10th canto, 71st chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, titled Lord Travels to Indraprastha. Now we're up to chapter 72, the slaying of the demon Jarasandha. Sukadeva Goswami said, one day as King Yudhisthira sat in the royal assembly, surrounded by eminent sages, brahmanas, kshatriyas, and vaishyas, and also by his brothers, spiritual masters, family elders, blood relations, in-laws, and friends, he addressed Lord Krishna as everyone listened. Sri Yudhisthira said, O Govinda, I desire to worship your auspicious, opulent expansions by the rajas who you sacrifice, the king of Vedic ceremonies. Please make our endeavor a success, my Lord. Purport, Srila Sridhar Swami states that the word vibhuti refers to Lord Krishna's expansions, angshan, and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakura further explains that here the word vibhuti refers to Lord Krishna's opulent expansions within this world, such as the demigods and other empowered beings. Srila Prabhupada treats this verse as follows in the Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. My dear Krishna, the sacrifice known as the Rajasuya Yagya is performed by the emperor and is considered to be the king of all sacrifices. By performing this sacrifice, I wish to satisfy all the demigods who are your empowered representatives within this material world. And I wish that you will kindly help me in this great adventure so it may be successfully executed. As far as the Pandavas are concerned, we have nothing to ask from the demigods. We are personally satisfied by being your devotees. As you say in the Bhagavad Gita, persons who are bewildered by material desires worship the demigods. But our purpose is different. I want to perform this Rajasuya sacrifice to invite the demigods to show them that they have no power independent of you. They're all your servants, and you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Foolish persons with a poor fund of knowledge consider your lordship an ordinary human being. Sometimes they try to find fault in you, and sometimes they defame you. Therefore, I wish to perform the Rajasuya Yagya. I wish to invite all the demigods, beginning from Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and other exalted chiefs of the heavenly planets. And in that great assembly of the demigods from all parts of the universe, I want to substantiate that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that everyone is your servant. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutaye Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shinivadi Paskyadya De Satarane. Well, this is an explanation of all the Vedas and of all our literature, just to convince us that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If we understand that, Krishna says, yomam evam asamudo janati purushottama sasarvavit vajantemam sarabhavena bharata. That anyone who knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, without doubting, is said to be the knower of everything, and thus he engages in full devotional service. Of this there is no doubt. Iti guyatama shastram idam yuktva mayanaga etad bhutva buddhimat sat krita krita shabharata. This is the most confident part of the Vedic scriptures. O sinless one, is told now by me to you. Anyone who knows this will become perfect, and everyone who knows this will become successful or perfect, and his endeavors will know perfection. Iti guyatama shastram idam yuktvamayanaga. Anyone who knows this will become wise, and his endeavors will know perfection. In other words, if we simply are convinced that Krishna is God, then that is our perfection. Our whole process from shraddha to prema is simply a process of becoming convinced that in reality there is a person called Krishna, and he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the controller of everything, the enjoyer of everything, and the friend of everyone. And he exists in his abode called Goloka Vrindavan, along with his ever-liberated associates. In order to do that, then we have to become dependent upon Krishna. But, yasya anugrahami karishe tad-dinam shanai. Generally speaking, as one approaches Krishna, often Krishna takes away all one's assets in order to make one more dependent upon Krishna, because our success in Krishna consciousness depends upon our feeling of dependency upon Krishna. And that dependency is manifested by following his instructions, especially utilizing all our energies in his service. But often people become distracted by other assets they have, and they think they actually have something to take shelter of in the material world rather than Krishna, and therefore Krishna, often he takes things away until one feels he has nothing left but Krishna. And then if one is completely dependent upon Krishna, then often Krishna gives one all abilities and facility, all means of executing devotional service. But here we find specifically King Yudhisthira. He wants to execute the Rajasuya. And here it says to invite the demigods. This is, of course, after the Indra Puj, which took place much earlier. So already, I'm sure, Indra was convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And similarly with Lord Brahma, he was also convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. But other demigods or other persons may not be aware of the fact who Krishna actually is. Therefore, Krishna says, Abhijananti mamuda manushim dhanum ashityam parambhavam ajananto mamabhuta maheshwara. That the fools, they deride at my descending in this human form. They don't know my transcendental nature and my supreme dominion over all the big. So often people become bewildered by Krishna's activities, and often they even defame him or criticize him for marrying 16,108 ladies. They claim that Krishna's parents were criminals, therefore he was born in a prison. Somehow or another he escaped from prison, etc., etc. In his early childhood, he was a thief, a women hunter, and as he grew up, he became a murderer. Killed his nurse, killed the animals from the forest, even killed a bull and a calf. He was just uncontrolled. Finally, he escaped, took shelter in the ocean. And many of his visitors who came to see him, he killed them too. Then he went out and kidnapped ladies whenever he could. Just an unusual, wild personality. So people will criticize Krishna like that, because whatever Krishna does, they'll find some fault. But Yudhisthira Maharaj wanted to show the world that actually Krishna is the Supreme Lord, and that there is no fault in whatever he does. There is a fault in people who find fault in Krishna. That's all. And therefore he performed the Rajasuya sacrifice. Specifically, he said, so that the demigods would come, and even in the midst of the demigods, Krishna would be elected as the most prominent person at the sacrifice. And that would show the world that actually Krishna is the Supreme Person. And that even the demigods, they all agree. The only person who won't agree, we'll find out, is Shishupal. and maybe some of his friends. But he doesn't... For Shishupal to stand up and challenge the assembled kings was not very auspicious for him. Or maybe it was auspicious, because Krishna gave him a clean shave right across the throat. And then he got Sayuja Mukti. So, I'll stop there. Any questions? Yes.
In the earlier descriptions of Krishna being received by Maharaj Yudhisthira, there were descriptions of all the wives and their names. And then they write, in the chaste Nagnajiti, why would she specifically be noted for that when all the wives were chaste?
Well, it's not bad glorifying Krishna's devotees. I mean, you could say... Why Sukadeva Goswami said that, I don't know. You'd have to ask him.
I thought maybe there was a specific instance or pastime or...
Not really.
Because they were all chaste.
Yeah, sure.
What makes someone more chaste than another?
Anyhow, you can say, you know, beautiful, Kalindi,
okay.
Chaste. But, I mean...
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Anything else? Yes.
I heard a lecture where Srila Prabhupada said maybe 200 persons understood, you know, that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead when he was present, like on the whole planet. But, you know, now we see relatively a lot of persons understand this, you know, from the Srila Prabhupada coming and establishing the Krishna consciousness movement and its spreading. Relatively, a lot of people understand this.
To some degree.
To some degree.
What Prabhupada meant by 200 means that it could have been 2,000 or 200,000, but Prabhupada used numbers in different ways.
Number, yeah.
Because the residents of Vrindavan were fully Krishna conscious. The residents of Dwarka were fully Krishna conscious. So I don't think it was just limited to 200 people. But the idea is that many people didn't understand Krishna. Because after all, Kalyavana took with him 32 million Yavana soldiers to fight against Krishna. So obviously at least 32 million people didn't understand him. And Jarasandha came repeatedly, time and time again with these soldiers. So many people understood and many people didn't understand. As far as what people understand now, to some extent they understand, but to find someone who fully understands is quite rare.
Fully understand means basically, like, what
they fully accept that Krishna is really God, so that they utilize all their energies 24 hours a day in Krishna's service. That's really accepting Krishna as God. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Grantaraj Shrimad Bhagavatam Kijai. Srila Prabhupada Kijai. Gaur Premanande.